a bench out there, made homemade bench and sit on it.
Okay, so they didn't have, was that something you would have seen on a lot of houses?
Well, probably. A lot of them had a porch, you know, on them, but we never did have one on that one.
Okay. Did you mentioned they had some windows. Did they have anything to cover up the windows at night?
A blind. They were green looking, one of them that you'd pull down.
Were they on rollers?
Yes. Half the time it wouldn't work.
And you called them what? You called them
just window blind.
Okay. And did you put anything over the windows in the wintertime to kind of keep the house a little warmer?
Oh, yeah. Usually put a blanket or a sheet up. You know, kind of help keep that cold from radiating in.
Yeah. Do people around here now use a kind of a special window in the winter?
Insulated windows, yeah. Probably double windows, yeah. Right. Uh-huh.
They use those a lot.
Right.
How did you get down? You mentioned there was a cellar. How did you get down to it?
It had steps in it. It had a door on the outside, and you open the door and just walk down the steps.
Was there ever another word you'd use besides steps? Were those ever called anything else?
Not that I know of.
If you were going like up to maybe in a house that was up to the second floor and you had to go up, would you go up? Would you call those?
Upstairs, you mean?
Is there, what I was wondering, is there a difference between steps and stairs?
Well, it depends how they're fixed, I guess. In a house, they're built a little better, and down in the cellar, they just had the bottom to it. When you go upstairs, it had the bottom and the back.
I see.
So it'd be constructed. So stairway would be constructed a little better than the steps, we called it.
Okay. Yeah, that's helpful because I didn't understand that difference.
Of course, that may be just the way we declare it.
That's what I'm looking for. let me ask you about some of the objects you had in the house, maybe in the living area. Did you have places where you could sit?
Right, I had some chairs, bench, mostly wooden benches, homemade benches.
Did you have any fancy furniture at all?
Well, not exactly. We had a pretty fair table. It was a factory-made table. Had a Brunswick phonograph. Record had played record. I didn't run it too much. My brother did. But.
Did you have anything like a couch?
Well, it did. It was one of those old army cots. If that was ever opened up, you sat on it. It always tipped over.
Dude, is that what people around here would call them, couches, or would they call them something else?
Well, it was used as a bed, you know, but they just called it a couch. Mm-hmm. And if it was deal was folded down, it always. People come, it sat on that. That was actually the Davenport, what you'd call.
Oh, that's the one I was interested in. Yeah.
But then they called it couch.
Okay.
There were no sides on it, no back to it. You just leaned against the wall.
I see. Okay. And in the bedroom, did you have a piece of furniture that you could put clothes in?
Yeah, a dresser, they call it. One had a mirror and the other one didn't.
Was there a difference? Did they ever call it a bureau? I'm wondering if a bureau is the same thing as a dresser.
Now that I don't know. I don't know. We never did hear it called there. We always just called it a dresser.
Okay. And all of those things together would be called what? Just objects like that in the house.
Furniture.
Okay. You mentioned that y'all didn't have indoor plumbing, I don't suppose.
No, right. Carried our drinking water and had a dipper in it. Everybody drank out of that dipper. Okay.
Did you have a container that you brought water into the house with?
Right, just a water bucket.
Water bucket. What was it made out of?
It was a galvanized pail, usually 12-quart or 14.
Okay. So it was made out of steel?
Steel, right.
Was there another kind of metal that people would have also used for buckets or?
Well, they used to have those porcelain buckets that if you ever dropped it, though, it'd chip off and then rust.
Break.
Right, and they had those porcelain dishpan.
Mm-hmm.
But enameled pails.
Did they ever have a kind of metal that they would put on roofs that makes a really...
Later on, yeah, we still have it on. It's been, they call it galvanized.